The Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa hash it out. Emily and CJ are going to hash it out this morning. They were in a relationship until recently.
Okay, so this is past tense.
Yes. They are no longer in a relationship. However, they still have something to hash out. Let's talk to CJ first. Emily's here. She's going to be able to respond to what CJ has to say in a second. But CJ, you go first. What's going on between you two?
So Emily and I ended our relationship a few weeks ago. Or should I say she ended their relationship. I did not want to break up.
Oh, okay. Wait, so why did you break up? I'm curious.
So she wanted to move in together. Her lease was up at her place, and she thought it would be a good idea for her to move in here. But I don't think it's a good idea, honestly, for us to live together quite yet.
Mm.
CJ, how long were you and Emily together?
We were together about a year. I would say even a year and 4 months.
It was actually a year and 7 months.
Okay. All right. So there's Emily. We're going to hear from Emily in a second here. Hang on, Emily. We still have more questions for CJ. All right. So CJ, if Emily is the one and you want to stay in a relationship with her, when's the right time to move in together?
I mean, I don't know. I guess when it feels right, you know, and we're ready, but it just doesn't feel like the time is now. I don't think it's there yet.
Have your cake and eat it too. A classic tale.
Let's bring in Emily then. Emily, good morning.
Morning. Hi.
What are your thoughts on all this, on everything that CJ just said?
Well, listen, as I said, we've been together a year and 7 months, and I thought it was a good idea for us to move in together because that's a long, serious relationship in my book. But I guess it just wasn't as serious as I thought it was. And he clearly wants different things. So I think it is a bad idea to move in together if we're not on the same page about it. But it's also a bad idea to keep the relationship going if we're not headed in the right direction.
See, but I think it is heading in the right direction. Yeah, but that doesn't mean we have to rush into this. I mean, moving in together is obviously a massive deal. I have lived with someone else before. Okay, you haven't. We talked about this. And if you're not ready for it, things can go south really quickly.
Okay, and I'm not disagreeing with you there. It is hard to live together, especially if both people are not on the same page about wanting to live together. I mean, obviously, we were not on the same page.
But what I'm saying is that we could get there. I just need more time.
Oh, my God. How much more time do you need? I just don't want to have to wait around for you until you're ready to make up your mind, which I don't even know when that will be.
Oh, my. This is crazy. Like, the only reason you wanted to move in together is because your lease is up. It's ridiculous. It's not a reason for two people to live together.
You just want to have it all your way. You want to have your cake and eat it, too.
We don't need to rush into that. Go get another lease for 6 months or something. Let's figure this out.
It's been almost 2 years. We are grown people.
All right, CJ and, CJ and Emily, we're going to stop you right there. Emily said it too, Alyssa. Is that what you still think? CJ wants his cake and he wants to... Wait, what's the phrase?
He wants his cake and he wants to eat it too. Yes, right. I still feel that way. Also, CJ, for what it's worth, her lease being up and it being a financially good decision is a perfectly valid reason.
Thank you.
All right, 216-474-0104. We know how Alyssa thinks. How do you think about this? CJ doesn't want to break up with Emily. He just doesn't think it's a good idea to move in together. Is that a reason to break up?
But on the other hand, Emily makes a really good point that if they're not on the same page with how serious this relationship is, then it's probably time to move on.
Dan from Lorraine, do you think that CJ is a loser and a D-bag for feeling this way?
No, I do not think that CJ is a loser or a D-bag for feeling any way. I think, as I said, everybody has their boundaries, right? And regardless of who you are, you should respect those boundaries. I mean, if the tables were turned and CJ was pressuring, is it Emily? Is that right? If CJ was pressuring Emily into going another step that she's not ready for, then that would be wrong, right? So, regardless of what's going on, you have to respect everybody's boundaries. I understand some people have different perspectives, have different opinions on this whole matter, but you shouldn't be pushing somebody to do something that they don't want to do or don't feel comfortable doing. And that's flat. That's plain and simple.
I feel like I'm coming at this from Dan's perspective as well.
Really?
It feels like kind of an ultimatum to me.
Yeah, I just kind of realized that it is a little ultimatum-y, which I don't really like ultimatums. I think that there's a much better way to communicate your way through it. But at the same time, I see where Emily's coming from, that she's like, well, how long do I have to wait then? I don't want to wait around forever.
But both people have to agree that the time is right to move in together. Tell me how I'm seeing this incorrectly. Tony in Akron, good morning.
Good morning.
Why are people saying that CJ is toxic? There's another text that has come in.
I don't think he's toxic or a D-bag. If he's not ready, he's not ready. And timing is everything. And if they're an exclusive couple living together, they're coming up on their 2 years, she's ready to move on. She wants a future with him. He's unsure. If he's not ready now and he does it for her, it's not going to work in years later because they're going to break down. He's never going to be ready. Well, he's not going to be ready now, but in the future, he's only going to be doing it because she wants to do it now, and it could cause problems in the relationship later. So, and again, if neither one of them are dating other people, like, I don't understand where she's saying he wants his cake and wants to eat it too. That would mean he wants to see her and he wants to see other people, but that's not what's happening here.
I think how are we using the cake and eat it too? He wants to see her, but he also wants to live by himself. He wants he wants to be on his own, and he's enjoying the, I don't want to say bachelor lifestyle.
Yeah, that doesn't quite seem right here.
Unless he is seeing other girls on the side.
I don't think so.
And he's covering up for that.
I would hope not. Okay. I feel like this would have been a much more tense hash it out.
So if Emily were your friend and she came to you for your advice, what advice would you have for her?
I mean, I would probably just tell her that you need to communicate with him and see if you can come to a compromise. Because even if, you know, if he doesn't want to move in together and you kind of force him or give him that ultimatum, could end in resent. And we don't want that either.
What is the compromise, though? Like, she would have to agree to continue to date even though she's got to go find a new place to live.
I think the compromise would be setting a goalpost. Like, setting, like, okay, hey, like, I'm not ready right now, but, like, let's see what we're feeling when we hit, like, 2 years. Like, maybe once we get there, we'll feel a little bit more secure. I think that that would be the best compromise. And then if it's still not going to work out like that, then, yeah, maybe it's time to think about moving on.